Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Caleb Patterson, Midwest Muscle, P4P Real Talk in the house of Desiree, and this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the mundo. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, Des?
Like a Mack truck through ice cream.
Check us out at p4pmuscle.com, and now let's talk. Hey, everybody. Des, how you doing?
I am wonderful. You know, I swear I have made the most amazing batch of monster cookies tonight, so I am really wonderful. I can't even say how wonderful I am after that roller coaster deliciousness that I've created.
Aren't you just brave?
I am. And I say that knowing I'm going to be right back into show prep, but tonight I was eating cookies and I was happy about it.
Okay. Now speaking of, you've got a lot of updates to give us, right?
Well, you know, this last weekend we've been talking about several shows all throughout the season so far, and we have got more shows that are coming up that we need to be sharing with you guys. But the show in particular that a lot of athletes are talking about right now is Minnesota Mayhem. Just happened this last weekend in Duluth, Minnesota. Athletes have been talking about it since last year. It was an even bigger ordeal this year and just a very well put together show. Big prize money, lots of hardware given away. Just a good time had by all. And I know Leaf gets a lot of the credit, he and his beautiful wife Stephanie, but I really have to give a shout out to Leaf's support team. I don't even know who they all are, but the Minnesota team, they worked so hard and had such an amazing result that I just want to say thank you to everyone behind the scenes at that show that made it happen, because it was seamless, absolutely seamless.
Yeah. I mean, he's like doing like Joe Perez, where you wonder how he's going to step it up, and then you see, and you're like, yeah, they stepped their game up, and it's really impressive. And, like, I'm just blown away with how well it ran. And, you know, Kimmy, God bless her, keeps everybody in line backstage. It's so many things going on at once, and yet it's not falling apart as it happens. So I'm just overjoyed that, you know, finally you can have shows that actually address the competitor like athletes instead of, you know, sheep and cattle.
Yeah, exactly. And I know, you know, we all know there's a scuttle that's been going around. This was a non-sanctioned show this year. It's going to be under the NAMBF IFPA umbrella next year. But really, well-supported by sponsors, well-supported by athletes. I mean, it really was a show where the best of the best wanted to come out. They wanted to compete, and they competed hard and just had a good time. And it's always great when something like that comes together.
Whenever you can get Terry Starks that far north, you know you did something right.
Terry Starks was there, a lot of some other, you know, Marshall Johnson, Marcel Roberts. We had Nadine Schmidt, Marie Sally, you know, a lot of people were there. Our official results for all of that should be posted soon. I know we'll be talking about that in upcoming shows as well. And one of the outcomes of that show, which is what we're going to be talking on about tonight, great guy on with us, but Phonetics? Am I pronouncing that right, Ron?
You saying it right, Phonetics. You got
pronunciation. Phonetics, yes. Phonetics magazine, for all of the pro winners and the overall winners, they were giving away magazine spreads in an upcoming issue. And so now they've got their work cut out for them because all of the winners have been identified. But you know, we're always talking about the natural world and creating more opportunities to spotlight our natural athletes, and this is a great way to do that. So without further ado, Ron Anderson, why don't you give a quick shout-out to our listeners, tell them a little bit about you, and then let's talk about this magazine that you've got and all of the great things that are going on.
Hey, yeah, thanks again, guys, for having me on the show. It's always a good time with you guys wilding out. But Phonetics Magazine, we're all about the natural athlete. You know, I really wanted to create a magazine to where we could spotlight the natural athlete just as much, if not more, than you've been seeing all the non-natural athletes being sponsored because, you know, they don't get the recognition that they deserve. And I was like, you know what, instead of me complaining about it, I was like, let's do something about this. And that's kind of where Athletic Magazine came about. And it's real easy for people to get involved or people to get on the cover or for people to be featured in the magazine because we really want to be spotlighting everyone out there. If it's, you know, before you've ever done a show, or if you're an amateur at a show, if it's just your 20th show, or it doesn't matter. Like, we want to promote anyone and everyone we can in the natural world. So it's as simple as going to phoneticsfitness.com, and there you can look at everything involved in the company, get involved in the magazine. We even have people where you can even write. You know, we have some really, really talented people out there. So it's not only about, you know, spotlighting who you are, but what you do and some of your talents that we may not see on stage as well.
So maybe some Rick
this year, Ron.
What?
Some
maybe
what?
Radio host? I don't know.
But,
oh
I mean, yeah,
God.
You guys can get involved. You can get involved, too. We may have to do something with you, too, because, you know, there's too much energy in these shows for people not to know what's going on behind the scenes.
Oh, I don't know that we want them to know what's going on behind the scenes.
Oh, no, this is real talk. This is real talk.
It is real. A little too real. A little too real, if that can be such a thing. But so earlier this year, you opened up your own 24-hour fitness club, going gangbusters, about the same time you launched the magazine. So new, fresh, brand-new concept, started out with zero readers. Where are you today with that?
You know, it's a blessing in disguise. You know, I just thought, all right, you know, we'll try this. We'll throw a little something out there, see what sticks. We're now going out to over 40,000 people. It's insane.
Oh, my. That is
insane. So, you know, we got a little traction. We got a little traction.
Well, there
just
is
a little bit.
Hunger for it. And I'll say that really quick. There's a real hunger for natural athletes because now we're not just a whisper anymore. And like Ron was saying, because so many people are willing to come out and talk about the natural athletes, now people really want to know who they are and, you know, where they're coming from. And, you know, not just that drop-in-the-pan kind of person or, you know, the person that's basically trying to get attention, but the real natural athlete. And they are a cut above, and I'll say it, because they have to do so much more without knowing the outcome. And that takes a great mindset when you think about it, where you have to say it's not enough to just do something. I want to be my best, and that's a true competitor, but still stay natural. So basically you're working with what God gave you, and that's it.
So true. It's not easy being a natural athlete, but it's the only way to go.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you think about it, we're working so hard, and then you have something like the Minnesota Mayhem that comes in and blows everything away, and, you know, he piggybacked what Joe Perez was doing. And that, you know, basically opened the door where people, the natural athletes, could get their foot in. And now we have Phoneticz where it's basically spotlighting the winners. So they're not just winning at the show and then forgotten. You know, now they have that cover of a magazine for people to actually say, oh, that's the person that won. Because, you know, you hear a name and it sounds nice. Either you know them or you don't. But what really happens with the person after the fact, after the show? That really wasn't addressed until now.
Yeah, you know, I completely agree. And, you know, I saw that you know, I competing myself for now going into my second year, you know, I saw those, some of the things that were, you know, kind of lacking in the natural world that you see in the non-natural world. And I'm like, why can't we do this for our natural athletes who work 2, 3, 4, 5 times as hard as these non-natural athletes?
Mm-hmm.
They need that recognition. And, you know, it urges, I can't tell, we've gotten thousands and thousands of submissions from people, testimonials, so much amazing stuff that we're going to be putting in this magazine, and it's just people out there giving their heart and soul, like, day in and day out, training and helping, and, you know, this is why I do this. I love this.
Well, and part of it, too, I mean, it is the recognition, and that's great because our athletes deserve it, but then I also see this as a resource for education, because this is one of the avenues where the word can really start to spread, that there is the natural element out there. There are excellent natural athletes that can be followed, and, you know, they are the example that we want our young people to be following as the sport continues to grow, whether they're bodybuilders or not, but just to know that there are people out there doing it, I'll say the right way, because that's what I believe it to be, and that, you know, other people can achieve it too. And when it starts to get into the literature and it is focusing on the positives and you have those testimonials that are demonstrating how it's done, that's how it's going to continue to, you know, infiltrate and permeate pop culture out there, if you will, that this is a thing and it's a legit thing. And so we need more resources like this to keep putting that message out there and supporting it and just ingraining it into people's minds that natural is here and it's here to stay.
Well, to piggyback what Des was saying, you know, this is something that really gets my attention really fast, is, you know, because we're so unknown still, when people see what a natural physique looks like, the first thing they say is what? Oh, they're not natural, because they don't know that the human body can look like that naturally. I mean, you figure you take off just about every ounce of body fat, and somebody that has truly worked what God has given them, there's going to be quite a mansion underneath that nobody has really seen until all of that is taken away. But, you know, they're 20 pounds, maybe 50, sometimes 50 pounds lighter than when they started. Contrasting the enhanced world, where you're almost 100 pounds heavier than from when you started until when you finished. And so when you see that, the first thing they say is, oh, they're not natural. And I remember Ryan Doris taking a picture with an IFBB pro, and he was standing there at 163 pounds, and the IFBB pro was standing at almost 300. And he said, for the people that always say that I'm not natural, just take a look and then think again. And I think that's what, you know, what needs to be awakened in the minds of, you know, not just the youth, but the people that basically have put down weights for so long and then tried to pick it up and realize, you know, the body had just fallen to the wayside. And they say, well, then it can't happen, because we're fighting a myth. And I really mean that truthfully. We are fighting a myth more than the actual truth.
Man, I fully agree. I fully agree.
So, Rod, tell us a little bit about the different types of topics that you cover, and if somebody does have good writing skills and wants to be a contributor, how do they go about doing that? And B, if I don't have good writing skills but I really want to read some good writing, how do I get your magazine?
Well, first and foremost, Phonetics Magazine is a 100% free magazine. We don't have any form of subscription or anything like that. And you can always go, again, to the website, phoneticsfitness.com, and go into our magazine section, and you can have any of the archived previous magazines that have been out. But, you know, we cover all kinds of topics, because I really wanted it not just to be just a fitness magazine, but kind of a lifestyle magazine because that's what we do is about. You know, it's not just about the stage. It's about, you know, raising a family and working and finding balance and, you know, staying motivated when things get hard. So we really do cover everything. So, you know, obviously, first and foremost, we cover the health and fitness aspect of it. You know, we cover the psychology too. You know, how do you stay motivated when things are going down, or how do you learn how to balance your checkbook, or how do you, you know, spring cleaning and, you know, healthy recipes. We do a lot of that stuff too, because, you know, those little things are just little additives that can make someone's day that much better. You know what I mean? We really started getting something a little more fun for me personally. We even started doing a little bit more automotive stuff as well, because, you know, most fitness people are adrenaline junkies. So sometimes, you know, cars and fitness goes hand in hand. So we've actually been having a lot of fun with that, you know. But, yeah, I mean, we cover pretty much everything. So it's as easy as going to the website, too, if you want to get involved. Right on our homepage, there's a link on the side that says Become a Writer. Because, you know, there are, like I was saying, there's some amazingly talented competitors and just people in general out there that, you know, other magazines won't even give you the time of day. Well, we're going to give you the time of day. You know, we want to give that opportunity to people that say, you know what, I really have this idea, or I have this writing style that, you know, people love, or, you know, I really think people are going to like what I have to say. Well, you know what? Let us know. You know, we'll tell you. And it's good, too, because, you know, we have some people, you know, this is, I can't name them this one, but we actually have some people that write for our magazine are celebrity writers. We have some writers that write for us actually own other magazines. We have some people that have never written in a magazine before that write for us. But it's nice because having that diverse group of people working together brings a much better product together than just having a ton of, you know, 15-year veteran writers.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to get anyone and everyone involved that can be. It is. It's very, very true. Very true.
Cool. So upcoming issue, I'm going to assume it's monthly.
Correct.
Yep. Okay, October issue's out. Already probably got November putting November to bed, so December, January is what you're probably looking at. You know, you got some holiday tips or tricks of the trade that you want to share early with us?
You know what? I'm going to hold off on some of that. We got some really good, interesting stuff coming out in these next few issues.
I tried, guys.
I know you did. That was good. I like that.
I did.
But you know what? You know,
we
really want people to get involved with the magazine, because, you know, it's helping people, and, you know, all the more people we can get involved, the better end product that we have. So,
yeah, that's true. Now, one thing I have to bring up is we have a lot of go-getters right now. You, Romer, Leaf, Joe, where they're just putting it down really hard. How did it come about where you said, you know, let's add a little bit more to the pot and get these magazine covers, because, you know, the swords isn't enough, the guaranteed money isn't enough, you know, not waiting on the check isn't enough. All these things that you guys did, I mean, because the medals were on point, the goodie bag was on point, everything seemed like it's so far ahead of the game, and then you say, well, we want to do even more, and we're going to have magazine covers for the winners. I mean, how did that come about?
You know what, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that I think we'll shine some more light on as we keep going ahead. But, you know, a lot of these go-getters in this industry, we all work together behind the scenes. And, you know, there's something that Leaf and I, we say this all the time, that, you know what, we got to change the game. And, you know, the reason we keep saying that is because for so long, things were always the same. You know, if you were in the natural world, this is what you expected. This is what you got. And that's just what it was. To where in the non-natural world, it was drawing so much attention because it wasn't just this was it. It was like, no, next year it's going to be this. And the year after that, it's going to be 10 times better. And we just, the natural world just couldn't compete with that. But you know what? The reason for that is there just wasn't enough go-getters out there saying, you know what? We need to show people that not only is it better to be a natural athlete, but that we can compete at the same caliber as those of the non-natural world. And I don't just mean competing on stage, but off stage too, you know, having, you know, the prize money is one thing, having the recognition is another thing, but not only that, but, you know, really making it a bigger industry than the non-natural world. Because I think that's the problem that people are going in that direction is because, not because they don't want to be a natural athlete, but because the non-natural world offers so much more. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of us talk behind the scenes and we're like, what can we do about this? You know, how can we get people not only more aware about the natural world, but get excited about it? We came up with,
yeah,
tons and tons of ideas. You know what? I'm like, all right, we have the ideas. Let's just do it. So, and that's what we're all doing. It's not just me. You know, I'm just one little gear in this massive machine that's working, just trying to make sure we get to where we're trying to go.
Part about it is having ideas is one thing, but then actually putting them into motion and making them reality is quite another. And that's a lot of the momentum that's going on right now, and I truly hope that continues, because really, you guys, you collectively, meaning all of our go-getters right now that are out there, are going to be the spark that other promoters are drawn to and are going to draw off of. And, you know, as many things that go on that might be a deterrent to some people about the sport, there's 10 times as many things going on to that are a positive, and that it's just making everything better and better. And, you know, we talk about this a lot, but, you know, people need to be reminded of it, because it only takes one negative thing to tear something down. You need to hear about three positives before you start to build it back up and hear them consistently. So, you know, it's just, we might be saying the same things over and over again, but it's just because there's a lot of good things happening over and over again that we need to remember.
Correct. Yeah, I fully agree with you.
It's about time somebody agrees with me. That's all I'm saying.
Going off of what you said, though, you know what? I think the spark that we have now and the people that are behind the scenes, I think the energy that we have now is just, it's not going anywhere. I mean, all we keep doing is pushing and pushing, and things are only going to get better. And we won't stop. We won't stop. We keep growing in numbers, and more people keep getting involved. And it's amazing when you have positive people come together, what comes out of that. And, like, some of the ideas and things that are going to be happening, not only, you know, this year and next year and the years to come, like, I wish I could just tell you guys all the amazing stuff that's going to be happening to where – eventually, you're gonna, people won't even know the difference. Like, natural world, non-natural world, be like, no, it's just the world. Like, this is just us. This is what we do as athletes, as people. Exactly. That's what we're trying to do, is, like, break down these walls and these barriers and say, yes, you know what, you are a natural athlete. You are a non-natural athlete. But you know what? At the end of the day, you are still an athlete. And that's why we want to spotlight you, and you'll help you and help you make the right decisions. And, you know, if you are the non-natural world, you know what, you need to come to the natural world and see what it's about. Like, save your life, protect yourself. Like, there's a better way to do this.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Because, you know, and I said this before, and it really hurts. I said a lot of people are dying simply because we're not in the place we're supposed to be to keep them alive. Because there's so much misinformation that's out there. My goodness, it's frightening.
Oh, tell me about it. It is. It is, and it's saddening, too, and that's honestly exactly what you just said right there is one of my biggest drivers behind why I'm doing everything I'm doing. Because I see it happening, and you see it on social media, you see it online, you see it on the news where, you know, this bodybuilder died of overdose, and this happened to this person. And, you know, the number one reason people are dying now is preventable ailments. It's, all right, people, let's do something about this. And if someone else won't, then you know what? I'm going to step up and do whatever it takes.
to get it done, and that's the truth. I mean, and the system is working. You know, fortunately, unfortunately, another athlete just tested positive for a banned substance. So, you know, there's another career that's halted for the moment. But, you know, people are serious about it, and the sport is serious.
I got to jump in on that.
You know,
I understand, you know, that it is embarrassing, and you know, especially if you're cheating and you get caught. It's more the I'm sorry is basically saying I'm sorry I got caught. And, you know, I got to give Andrea kudos for this one because she caught it before, you know, I was even able to comment. And that's the shelf life, when I say shelf life, but how long it stays in your body. And his apology sounds great. It was well rehearsed and it was well thought out, but it was a big busted lie. I mean, that's the best way I can say it. Let's just be real talk about it. Because you're saying you took it 2 months ago and it only stays in your system for 2 to 3 days. So I'm, you know, it sounds good and, you know, it's like, oh, poor me. You know, I made a mistake and whatever. But then when you start breaking it down, it falls apart. And, you know, I think that's what Ron's talking about, is that instead of them having to make that choice to win, they'll make the right choice to compete. And I think that's the mindset of where a natural athlete needs to be, aside from somebody saying, you know, all or nothing. Because when you say you'll do anything to win, that's one hell of a statement, and I don't think people really understand the depths of the words that they're choosing to use when talking about their health and their life. And it is frightening. And like Ron said, it does bug me daily that I'm in not enough places to help more and more and more, because you realize people are making a bad choice. I mean, I've been burned personally by people that were drawn to it. And basically, you know, you can get better sooner, faster, if you take this instead of doing it correctly and having a 10-year span of competition. You basically get maybe 6 months of before your health starts to deteriorate.
Then it's not worth it. It's not.
No.
Nope.
And you know, that was honestly one of my biggest reasons for competing in the first place. You know, it wasn't just, you know, I wanted to help all the natural athletes and the organizations and the promoters and really get involved. But, you know, I was like, you know what, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it 100% to where I'm a natural athlete. You know, I get on stage, I do 2-a-days and cardio up the yin-yang and, you know, whatever it takes. But, you know, I'm out there to show people, like, it can be done.
Yes. And a body you can actually believe in, because, you know, it's sickening to watch people. And, you know, as a personal trainer, it would hurt to watch people busting their hind parts and almost breaking their neck to try and look like something they could never achieve, because basically the recovery time is through the charts for the person that's taking the enhancements. And the person that's got to go home to their, you know, their husband, wife, and children, you know, whoever, is basically having to eat food and have a healthy diet. And that's total different worlds. I mean, and to see them just falling apart and joint problems. And, you know, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, because my trainer is doing this and he's having Big Macs and I'm doing everything possible and I'm eating clean and all I'm doing is getting sick and joint pain. So it's a total different atmosphere, it's a total different mindset, and it's a total different choice, and you can't compare the two, because honestly, they're not one and the same.
Nope, they're not, but it is definitely evident that things are being done the right way.
You know,
and I have to say, so I competed this last weekend at the Minnesota Mayhem, and that is after about a year and a half break from being on the competition stage. And I have to say, you know, although the Mayhem drew great athletes. A lot of the categories were so close. But I think the bodies are actually getting better faster than what they were even a couple of years ago when I was more actively competing, just because we are making strides in the sport. Still got a long way to go, but the information is getting out there. Training practices are improving, processes, posing, the whole bit. It's just becoming more and more refined, and you're seeing it in the quality of athletes that are being brought to the stage, which should be a very exciting thing for someone wanting to get into the sport or that is already in the sport, to know that, you know, when you take the time to prep and get ready to compete, you're going to have good competition, because it's trending that way. It's growing that way. And I think that just points to a healthy sport, a healthy community.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I fully agree with you with that. I mean, I've only been competing for a year, and some of the bodies and the transformations I've seen in some of these natural athletes over this year, like, okay, I need to put up in the gym a little bit.
Right?
For sure.
I'm seeing people that,
because
you know
we're not
year,
getting,
like,
any younger.
No.
Some of us more so than others.
But no, it's
well, you know,
it's,
the first
it's
thing
inspiring
I saw,
too.
Yeah. What I saw was when I saw the trend going well, it was the women had stepped up, and I was really impressed with the figure competitors when figure had started coming on strong, and it started pulling from the bodybuilding community, because the women that had been doing bodybuilding were getting so many injuries, and basically it came from the powerlifting and, from that genre, because, you know, a lot of the females that were in the female bodybuilding community had been powerlifters in the past, or had been drawn to it, you know, and used to run them in conjunction. And so the figure women actually were working hard, but they just weren't lifting as heavy at the time. Now, I mean, like Des said, all bets are off, because bodies are improving so well. And I think that comes down to supplementation, coaching, proper coaching. You know, like I said, the ignorance is being driven out, because knowledge has to step in where there's a void. And ignorance has been run away, because it had just devastated so many good, healthy people that it was almost frightening to watch now how, like, you look at Derek Davis last year, looked phenomenal. This year, he looked even better. And, same thing with Terry Starks. His legs were just popping, even if he just wanted to sit there and inhale and exhale. So, you know, and Marshall Johnson at 55, you know, holding it down like nobody's
amazing
business. Yeah, and you had guys that basically had stepped away from the sport, and I mean stepped away, not on social media, not on anything. And I saw this at the Minnesota Mayhem, a guy that had won the North American when Hansen was still in charge of it, John Hansen, and he stepped off stage and he said, you know, I'm going to have to go 8 months before I can step on stage with these guys because I was not ready. And he said that openly, and I was like, wow. And this guy is not even 3 years removed, and yet he's so far behind in prep and everything else, he couldn't believe how much the body has changed.
Yes, and I would imagine too, Ron, that, I mean, granted your magazine is new and you're still a youngish competitor, although you have some pretty great accomplishments in your short time, but I would have to hazard a guess that through all the work you're doing with these athletes, you're seeing that same trend come through in the caliber of bodies for your covers and story spreads and all of those areas.
Yeah, you know what? You're very true. It's, you know, I've only been literally competing a year. And it's amazing, like, when I first got into it, even to now, like, some of the people I competed against in some of my first shows, like, seeing them now, I'm like, wow, like, that's what a year of work can do, you know what I mean? And I've been an athlete my whole life, just not in this arena, but it's amazing, like you guys were saying, like the education, the coaching, the training, the posing. I mean, it's a real sport, and it's not going anywhere. It's only getting better. And then, you know, the caliber of athlete that's getting involved in this sport too, like it, you can't deny that the work and the sweat and the blood and the tears and the sacrifices they put into it.
Well, you know, a good example is Melissa Johnson, where she basically came back to compete in figure, and she won her pro card again because she'd been away that long. And then she had the epiphany that, you know, I do have to step it up because I am seeing this trend, and these people are getting so much better. And, I mean, she put her nose to the grindstone, and it, I mean, you're talking about a night and day transformation where she's just, you know, blowing the tops off of, you know, her old self. And like Rhonda said, you're not even talking a year ago. And she's, I mean, my goodness, because she won the last show she did last year, she won it. And I think that was in December. She came back in, like, early April, late March, and had basically transformed everything because she never let off the gas. And she didn't, you know, didn't blow her diet, didn't overdo it in training, but everything was so far ahead to what she knew, to what she knows now. It made that much difference in what would seem like too short a time. But, you know, now that people are taking better care of their bodies, it is attainable and it is achievable as a natural athlete.
And that's what it's all about. And that's what we're here to tout with Phonetics Magazine. And so when, and I have to say, I haven't looked for the October issue. Is it already out or is it due to come out soon, Ron?
It's due to come out soon. Like, it'll probably be out within the next 2 weeks. We have so much information that we need to gather and so many images, and there's just so many people excited about this one. This will probably be our biggest magazine to date. So, you know, probably about 2 weeks. We always do, like, a big announcements on all of our social media and our Phonetics Fitness webpage on Facebook as well. So we always let people know what's going on and what to look for.
Well, can we get a sneak peek on this issue then, or no?
I'll try to get behind the scenes. Thank you.
Let the whistle.
No, you're just going to have to wait and see. Got to wait and see.
Oh, man.
Don't worry. We get thousands of emails from people like, hey, Ron, what's going on in this issue? Are you looking for somebody? No. So any little leaks will be in our Facebook page.
All right. So check out Phonetics Fitness Facebook page so you can be sure to get the latest updates on when all of the issues are coming out.
Can I give a request?
You got a request.
Oh,
go for it.
You got me on the spot.
Go for it.
No. This is from the heart. This is not joking. This is just from the heart. Can you give me your word that this will never be organization affiliated, but just competitors oriented?
I can 100% guarantee that will never happen. And trust me, some organizations have already tried.
I'm sure. And that's what basically tanks every magazine that we've had in the past from being the magazine it could be, because it becomes limited. And natural competition is unlimited.
No, not to me, sir. My integrity stands.
Thank you.
Well, that's always good to hear.
You heard it here.
I mean, and that's a good request. I thought it was going to be something snickerdoodle related, but
that's what I thought
was
about
much,
to be. What are you
better.
About to throw at me?
Now, we can do the snickerdoodle. There's never a time snickerdoodle.
Shoot. Well, Ron, we really appreciate you taking the time, even though you wouldn't give up any of the goods on any of the insider scoop of the upcoming issues on the magazine. But I can respect that. I'm going to respect that. But thanks. I know how busy you are with all of your many businesses, the magazine being just one of them, but taking the time to share
M-A-N-Y,
with us. And
not
for...
M-I-N-I.
I think we're all a little bit lost on that one, but that's okay.
I
said M-A-N-Y, not M-I-N-I.
Oh, many and not many.
Yes.
That's right. They're all several big businesses. There we go. But thanks for taking the time and for all you do with Phonetics Magazine and the opportunities you're creating for natural athletes.
What's the name of your gym again?
I'm going to give you one guess. You're killing me. This is why people need to know what happens behind the scenes. I'm definitely getting you two in this magazine and on some live feed.
It'll be something to behold if it happens. That's all I can say.
That's what I'm saying. People don't know.
The photo shoot's going to be live. I know that.
It'll be live. That's how we roll. It's not perfect, but it's definitely real. That's for sure.
That's for sure. But no, thank you guys for having me on again. It's always great, talking to you guys. And, I always will take the time out to talk to you and whatever you guys need. That's why I'm here.
All right,
thank you so much.
All right, so we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, have a good one, Ron. God bless.
Ooh, so another good one. Good. I'm excited. I want to see what the October issue is going to be, what the December issue is going to be. Maybe I can get my recipe in there for some protein monster cookies. Who knows? Guys will let me
hear. Oh, yeah? How about it? It's really a joy to hear such, passion, but also where it's set to where the competitor can reach it. Because a lot of times
Yes. The
passion is there, but the profit, the need for profit is as well. And so the people that need to hear it most hear it the least. And he's actually addressed that side of the thing as well. And, my goodness, it's really something to behold. When you see people that can do, that actually do it, and it's actually happening. Like you said, I'm excited because you realize this isn't a dream anymore. This is actually happening.
No, it's happening. 40,000 people strong, 40,000 readers strong. I mean, you know what? That is awesome. And it's only been out since, April?
It's that. Yeah.
Roughly about six to eight months it's been going.
I thought our 9,000 listeners was nice, but my goodness.
Oh, my gosh, we are lacking. All we got is a measly 9,000 listeners to his 40,000 readers. We got to switch it up, Kaylin. We got to raise the bar.
All right, guys.
Work to do.
Tag a friend,
Yeah, we got to do more than tag a friend. But no, seriously, Kaylin's right, though. Tag a friend. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, hit the follow button, get our updates on who we're talking to, when we're talking, and what we're talking about. And as always, let us know what you want to hear about, and we'll make it happen. Or we will come pretty darn close to making it happen. But any requests that we get, we go after it. So be talking to us because we want to hear from you. And with that being said,
Hold on, Kaylin.
What?
I
you don't even know
what
I'm saying
said.
Yet. Okay.
Yeah,
don't
but I got to piggyback what you said. I got to piggyback what you said
okay.
because you made a good point. And actually, our Thursday episode is actually just what you were talking about, where people were asking, we always cover the athletes, but the athletes are human too, and we're going to cover the human side of that. And that's going to be on our Thursday.
And it's going to be it's a kind of a serious topic, maybe a little bit controversial, but it's going to be a very good one. So you're going to want to keep an eye out for it. We're going to be talking about that soon. And we've got about 20 seconds. And so what I really want to say is thank you very much, Kalen Patterson, for all your support this weekend at the Minnesota Mayhem. It made competing so much more fun. Loved having my daughters there, you, our friend Anya. It was awesome. So, everybody, we're running out of time. On behalf of Kalen, myself, and P4P Muscle, your body is a temple. Let's build it.
With snickerdoodle.